Hello, Bangor Area High School. This is Myrna Lopez from Brooklyn, New York. Today is September 21st, and we are at your show. Thank you for hosting the competition this evening, and appreciate definitely the hospitality. This evening I will be evaluating your color art. I'm looking forward to your performance. So I want to wish you lots of love, but most importantly, folks, have a lot of fun out there. I'll come back when you get ready to start your program. Okay, folks, here we go. Have fun. Okay, we've got some good angle work here, very good control here. Does everyone identify what those angles are? Good. Okay, so as we change directions with some of this work after we did a present, and it looked like it kind of went forward and sort of did like a cone version there, just making sure that we are understand the extension of that arm there. But so far, you know, this work fits well. So I keep it close to the body as we go side to side. Into the spin is nicely handled. Good strong start here by the guard. Okay, so we're seeing the guard transition. It looks like in the back part of the field. And we're setting up here. Okay, I believe this is actually the start of the show. Okay, so okay, folks, here we go. Good control here as we build up. And again, utilizing that pole in such a way we're not exposing that color yet until we get to here. Okay. And control there on the side to side. Good directional change with the work here. Good control here on some on the developing this form. Sort of like a passes with the front flags. So we're seeing the back group there integrating within the band proper, utilizing that open space there on stage right. Okay, and we're in it. Watch the timing of the work, especially because we do these cones right in front. And we see more integration of the guard within the band proper. Okay, a little bit more clarity on that, sort of like that jump that you did underneath that flag. And full arm extension here. Don't rush before flags. Good control there, sort of like a single toss there, and into a parallel. Okay, so far we've seen some good musicality here within the guard. Again, utilizing just the pole itself without the silk. We've seen that a few times, and again, just like a little bit of variety within the look. Okay, single-handed efforts on the work and going into directional changes. Okay, then we just want a little more clarity on this work here because it starts to pick up as the tempo picks up. We start to see the work a little bit more, and because there's a lot of directional changes and single-handed efforts, we want to make sure that our performers really understand how they are manipulating that guy. Okay, good. Okay, strong number. Okay. Okay, so we start to see a little bit of change here. In the guard, sort of softening up some of the work with the blue flag, especially folks in the back. Introduction of a gold silk here. Okay, exploring some lower body movement. Take your time, don't rush this. Okay, again, some movement underneath, sort of shifting weight from left to right. With the flags up front. Okay, again, we're just keeping this. Alright, so we start to open this up again, keeping it just at one silk for now. Elbow color. And we're starting to see a little bit of some expressive efforts here with this particular piece of flag. Okay. Watch the timing of it. Again, especially when we get into sort of like the waves up front. Okay, so we want people just to kind of breathe into that a little bit more and soften it up a little bit. Okay, so we've got everyone in yellow. The staging, I'm not really sort of understanding the staging of the flags that are over by the 20, the three that are sort of disconnected from the rest of the guard. Maybe we could talk about that. But there is good field utilization from front field into the mid. And we've got our solo on stage right. Nice control here. Good musicality here with the winds, connecting that with the winds. Nicely handled. Wow, that was pretty. Very pretty. Okay, yeah, so we're going to be coming out with a different color of silk, a little more aggressive. Good control there and the timing as you manipulated that flag. Good single handed efforts. Don't rush it, don't rush it. Okay, good. Side to side, up and down worked for you. Good in terms of the musicality. Okay, that was really good build up there in terms of some of this work that we noticed. Okay, just a little more clarity on this particular part here. It sort of ends into that one toss, and I think that fits well, but it was the work that kind of led into that, if you can just kind of take a look at that. Okay, we're expanding the guard here throughout the field. Staging around the flags over towards the right. I mean, we're starting to connect a little bit more here, but it was just a little off. So, I mean, there's, you know, developing of some of the form. Let's take a look at it. Good separation of work here. Okay, good. Again, connecting the musicality here with the work. Nicely handled, guard. Okay, and bringing them all together, ensemble. That music is stronger, supporting. Very nice. Very good. Okay. Full arm extension. Okay. This was a nice strong number here for the guard. So we're seeing. So there's good mood throughout the program. You know, when they're when the music is soft, what's written is soft, and the music is sort of hard and aggressive, we're seeing that through the work. I think as the performers feel more comfortable with the work, they're going to support all that being more expressive underneath it. I think you were seeing some good variety out there in this program. Okay, thank you so very much. I hope we get to speak, and thank you once again for hosting the show this evening. Everything was great. Grandparents are great, and the food was great. So everything was great. Thank you so very much. Take care.